My desolation does begin to make a better life. 'Tis paltry to be Caesar, not being fortune he's, but fortune's knave, a minister of her will. And it is great to do that thing that ends all other deeds. It shackles accidents and bolts up change, which sleeps and never pallets more the dung, the beggar's nurse and Caesar's.
Caesar sends greeting to the Queen of Egypt and bids thee study on what fair demands thou mean'st to have him grant thee.
What's thy name?
My name is Proculeus.
Antony did tell me of you, bade me trust you. But I do not greatly care to be deceived, but have no use for trusting. If your master would have a queen, his beggar, you must tell him that majesty to keep decorum must no less beg than a kingdom. If he please to give me conquered Egypt for my son, he gives me so much of mine own, as I will kneel to him with thanks.
Be of good cheer. You're fallen into a princely hand. Fear nothing. Make your full reference freely to my lord, who is so full of grace that it flows over on all that need. Let me report to him your sweet dependency, and you shall find a conqueror that will pray in aid for kindness where he for grace is kneeled.
Pray you tell him I am his fortune's vassal, and I send him the greatness he has got. I hourly learn a doctrine of obedience, and would gladly look him in the face.
This our report, dear lady. Have comfort, for I know your plight is pitied of him that caused it.
Madam!
You see how easily she may be surprised. Guard her till Caesar comes.
Well, Queen! Oh, Cleopatra, thou art taken, Queen!
Quick, quick, good hands!
Hold, worthy lady, hold! Do not yourself such wrong, who are in this relieved but not betrayed.
What of death, too, that rids her of dogs of language?
Cleopatra, do not abuse my master's bounty by the undoing of yourself. Let the world see his noblest well acted, which your death will never let come forth.
Where art thou, death? Come hither, come, 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 and take a queen worth many babes and beggars.
Your temperance, lady.
Sir, I will eat no meat, I'll not drink, sir. If idle talk will once be necessary, I'll not sleep, neither. This mortal house I'll ruin, do Caesar what he can. No, sir, that I will not wait pinioned at your master's court, nor once be chastised with the sober eye of dull Octavia. Shall they hoist me up and show me to the shouting varletry of censoring Rome? Rather a ditch in Egypt be gentle grave unto me, rather on neither mud, lay me stark naked, and let the water flies blow me into a pouring. Rather make my country's high pyramides my gibbet, and hang me up in chains.
You do extend these thoughts of horror further than you shall find cause in Caesar.
Proculeus, what thou hast done, thy master Caesar knows, and he hath sent for thee. For the queen, I'll take her to my guard.
So, Dolabella, it shall content me best. Be gentle to her.
To Caesar, I will speak what you shall please, if you'll employ me to him.
Say I would die!
Most noble Empress, you have heard of me.
I cannot tell.
Assuredly you know me.
No matter, sir, what I have heard or known. You laugh when boys or women tell their dreams. Is this not your trick?
I understand not, madam.
I dreamed there was an Emperor Antony. Such another sleep that I might see, but such another man.
If it might please you.
His face was as the heavens, and therein stuck a sun and moon, which kept their course and lighted the little the earth.
Most sovereign creature.
His legs bestrid the ocean. His reared arm crested the world. His voice was propertied as all the tuned spheres, and that to friends. But when he meant to quail and shake the orb, he was as rattling thunder. For his bounty there was no winter end, and autumn 'twas that grew the more by reaping. His delights were dolphin-like. They showed his back above the element they lived in. In his livery walked crowns and crowneds. Realms and islands were as plates dropped from his pocket.
Cleopatra.
Think you there was or might be such a man as this I dreamed of?
Gentle madam, no.
You lie up to the hearing of the gods. But if there be or ever were one such, it's past the size of dreaming. Nature wants stuff to vie strange forms with fancy. Yet to imagine an Antony when nature's peace against fancy, condemning shadows quite.
Hear me, good madam. Your loss is as yourself great, and you bear it as answering to the weight. Would I might never o'ertake pursued success, but I do feel by the rebound of yours a grief that smites my very heart at root.
Thank you, sir. Know you what Caesar means to do with me?
I am loath to tell you what I would
do. Nay, pray you, sir.
Though he be honorable.
He'll lead me then in triumph.
Madam, he will, I know it.
Make way there, Caesar! Which is the queen of Egypt?
It is the emperor, madam.
Arise. You shall not kneel. I pray you, rise. Rise, Egypt.
Sir, the gods will have it thus. My master and my lord, I must obey.
Take to you no hard thoughts. The record of what injuries you did us, though written in our flesh, we shall remember as things but done by chance.
So, sir, the world. I cannot project mine own cause so well to make it clear. But do confess I have been laden with like frailties which before have often shamed our sex.
Cleopatra, no, we will extenuate rather than enforce. If you apply yourself to our intents, which toward you are most gentle, you shall find a benefit in this change. But if you seek to lay on me a cruelty by taking Antony's course, you shall bereave yourself of my good purposes and put your children to that destruction which I'll guard them from if thereon you rely. I'll take my leave.
And may through all the world. 'Tis yours. And we, your scutcheons and your signs of conquest, shall hang in what place you please. Here, my good lord.
You shall advise me in all, for Cleopatra...
This is a brief of money, plate, and jewels I am possessed of. 'Tis exactly valued, not petty things admitted. Where's Sir Lucas?
Here, madam.
This is my treasurer. Let him speak, my lord, upon his peril. But I have reserved to myself nothing. Speak the truth, Sir Lucas.
Madam, I had rather seal my lips than to my peril speak that which is not.
What have I kept back?
Enough to purchase what you have made known.
Blush not, Cleopatra. I approve your wisdom in the deed.
See, Caesar! Oh, behold how pomp is followed. Mine will now be yours. And should Bishop de States, yours would be mine. Gratitude of this Sir Lucas does even make me wild. Oh, slave of no more trust than love that's hired. What goest thou back? Thou shalt go back, I warn thee, but I'll catch thine eyes though they had wings. Slave, soulless villain, dog, oh, rarely beast.
Good queen, let us entreat you.
Oh, Caesar, what a wounding shame is this that thou art safing here to visit me, doing the honor of thy lordliness to one so meek that mine own servant should parcel the sum of my disgraces by additions of his envy. Say, good Caesar, that I some lady trifles have reserved, immoment toys, things of such dignity as we greet modern friends withal. And say, some nobler token have I kept apart for Livia and Octavia to induce their mediation. Must I be unfolded with one that I have bred? Ye gods, it smites me beneath the fall I have. Prithee, go hence, or I shall show the cinders of my spirits through the ashes of my chance. Wert thou a man, thou wouldst have mercy on me.
Forbear, Sir Lucas.
Be it known that we, the greatest, are misthought for things that others do. And when we fall, we answer others' merits in our name. Now therefore to be pitied.
Cleopatra, not what you have reserved, nor what acknowledged put we in the role of conquest. Still be it yours, bestow it at your pleasure, and believe Caesar's no merchant to make price with you of things that merchants sold. Therefore be cheered. Make not your thoughts your prisons. No, dear queen, for we intend so to dispose you as yourself shall give us counsel. Feed and sleep. Our care and pity is so much upon you that we remain your friend. And so, adieu.
My master and my lord.
Not so. Adieu.
He words me, girls. He words me that I should not be noble to myself. But hark thee, John.
Finish, good lady. The bright day is done and we are for the dark.
Hie thee again. I have spoke already and it is provided. Go, put it to the haste.
Madam, I will.
Where's the queen?
Behold, sir.
Dolabella?
Madam, as thereto sworn by your command, which my love makes religion to obey, I tell you this. Caesar through Syria intends his journey, and within 3 days you with your children will he send before. Make your best use of this. I have performed your pleasure and my promise.
Dolabella, I shall remain your debtor.
By your servant. And you, good queen, I must attend on Caesar.
Farewell. And thanks. Now, Alice. What thinkst thou? Thou, an Egyptian puppet, shall be shown in Rome as well as I. Mechanic slaves with greasy aprons, rules, and hammers shall uplift us to the view. In their thick breaths, rank of gross diet, shall we be enclouded and forced to drink their vapor.
The gods forbid!
Nay, it is most certain, Alice. Saucy lictors will catch at us like strumpets, and scald rhymers ballad us out of tune. The quick comedians extemporally will stage us and present our Alexandrian revels. Antony shall be brought drunken forth, and I shall see some squeaking Cleopatra boy my greatness in the posture of a whore.
Oh, the good gods!
Nay, that's certain.
I'll never see it, for I'm sure my nails are stronger than mine eyes.
Why, that's the way to fool their preparation and to conquer their most absurd intent. Show me my women like a queen. Go fetch my best attires. I am again for Sidonus to meet Mark Antony. Sirrah Aris, go. Now, noble Charmian, we'll dispatch indeed. When thou hast done this chair, I'll give thee leave to play till doomsday. Bring our crown and all. Wherefore's this noise?
Here is a rural fellow that will not be denied your highness' presence. He brings you figs.
Let him come in. What poor an instrument may do a noble deed, he brings me liberty. My resolution's placed, and I have nothing of woman in me. Now, from head to foot, I am marble. Now the fleeting moon, no planet is of mine.
This is the man.
Avoid and leave him. Hast thou the pretty worm of Nilus there, that kills and pains not?
Truly, I have him. But I would not be the party that should desire you to touch him, for his biting is immortal. Those that do die of it do seldom or never recover.
Remembrest thou any that have died on't?
Very many, men and women too. I heard of one of them no longer than yesterday. A very honest woman, but something given to lie, as a woman should not do, but in the way of honesty. How she died of the biting of it, what pain she felt. Truly, she makes a very good report of the worm, but he that will believe all they say shall never be saved by half that they do. But this is most valuable. The worm's an art worm.
Get thee hence. Farewell.
I wish you all joy of the worm.
Farewell.
You must think this, look you, that the worm will do his kind.
Aye, farewell.
Look you, the worm is not to be trusted but in the keeping of wise people. For indeed there's no goodness in the worm.
Take thou no care, it shall be heeded.
Very good. Give it nothing, I pay you, for it is not worth the feeding.
Will it eat me?
Oh, you must not think I'm so simple, but I know the devil himself will not eat a woman. I know that a woman is a dish for the gods, and if the devil dress her not. But truly, these same horse and devils do the gods great harm in their women. For in every 10 that they make, the devils mar 5.
Well, get thee gone. Farewell.
Yes, forsooth. I wish you joy of the worm.
Give me my robe. Put on my crown. I have immortal longings in me. Now no more the juice of Egypt's grape shall moist this lip. Yeah, good Aris, quick. Methinks I hear Antony call. I see him rouse himself to praise my noble act. I hear him mock the luck of Caesar, which the gods give men to excuse their afterwrath. Husband, I come. Now to that name my courage prove my title. I am fire and air. My other elements I give to baser life. So have you done. Come then and take the last warmth of my lips. Farewell, kind Charmian. Aris, long farewell.
Mm-hmm.
Horace. Have I the aspic in my lips? Dost fall? If thou and nature can so gently part, the stroke of death is as a lover's pinch, which hurts and is desired. Dost thou lie still? If thus thou vanishest, thou tell'st the world it is not worth leave-taking.
To sow thick cloud and rain that I may say the gods themselves do weep.
This proves me base. If she first meet the curled Antony, he'll make demand of her and spend that kiss which is my heaven to have. Thy sharp teeth, this knot intrinsicate of life, at once untie. Poor venomous fool, be angry and dispatch. Oh, couldst thou speak that I might hear thee call great Caesar ass unpolished?
Oh, beast and stuff.
Shh, peace, peace. Dost thou not see my baby at my breast that sucks the nurse asleep?
Break.
As sweet as balm, as soft as air, as gentle. Oh, Antony. Nay, I will take thee too. What should I stay?
This wild world. So fare thee well. Now boast thee death. In thy possession lies the lass unparalleled. Downy windows close, and golden Phoebus never be beheld of eyes again so royal. Your crown's awry. I'll mend it, and then play.
Where's the queen?
Speak softly. Wake her not.
Caesar hath sent...
Too slow a messenger. Oh, come apace, dispatch. I partly feel thee.
Approach, ho! All's not well, says beguiled.
Then Dolabella sent from Caesar. Call him.
What work is here? Charmian, is this well done?
For a princess descended of so many royal kings. Soldier.
How goes it here?
All dead. Caesar, thy thoughts touch their effects in this. Thyself art coming to see perform the dreaded act which thou so soughtst to hinder.
Away there! Away for Caesar!
Oh, sir, you are too sure an augurer. That you did fear is done.
Bravest at the last. She leveled at our purposes, and being royal, took her own way. The manner of their deaths, I did not see them bleed.
Who was last with them?
A simple countryman that brought her figs. This was his basket.
Poisoned then. Oh, Caesar, this Charmian lived, but now she stood and spake. I found her trimming up the diadem on her dead mistress. Tremblingly she stood, and on the sudden dropped.
Oh, noble weakness. If they had swallowed poison, it would appear by external swelling, but she looks like sleep. As she would catch another Antony in her strong toil of grace.
Here, on her breast, there's a vent of blood, something blown, but like it on her arm.
This is an aspic's trail, and these fig leaves have slime upon them, such as the aspic leaves upon the caves of Nile.
Most probable that so she died, for her physician tells me she hath pursued conclusions infinite of easy ways to die. Take up her bed, and bear her women from the monument. She shall be buried by her Antony. No grave upon the earth shall clip in it a pair so famous. High events as these strike those that make them.
And their story is no less in pity than his glory which brought them to be lamented. Our army shall in solemn show attend this funeral, and then to Rome. Come, Dolabella. See high order in this great solemnity.